Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Do great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the Pledge of Allegiance times two?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, the president took a little trip last night, went over to Ohio, and saw several thousand people on the tarmac at the airport.
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. And again, I keep watching Joe Biden having his little groups and standing up there with his face mask on, and all of us are masked up, and we're all social distancing, we're doing this. He doesn't have more than 25, 30, 40 people at a time wherever he's going. Trump keeps going places. Yeah, they got masks on, not all of them, but most of them. And they're outdoors, which is okay. And they got several thousand people every time he goes out there. The enthusiasm is over the top. I don't see it with Biden anywhere.
No, and, you know, Michael Moore has talked about this, and I don't think the Democrats are going to listen to what he had to say. But
they should.
Well, they should, exactly, if they wanted to have any ghost of a chance here. But, you know, Captain, the whole thing about Joe Biden is they have to keep him in a very highly controlled environment at all times.
Yep. And our buddy Leo down in Miami, with Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump, they had a big car caravan the other day. They got out there in one of the expressways. I don't know which one it was, but they came up on about 40 vehicles that were a Biden car caravan, and they kind of engulfed them and just got all around them. And it was hilarious. They had a couple of hundred Trump vehicles just totally intertwined with the Biden group. You couldn't even tell there were any Biden vehicles around.
Well, right. And, you know, I don't think it's that the secret army of Joe Biden supporters are all staying home because...
You mean the three that did the parade around their house in Delaware?
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, going to the idea of enthusiasm, there's not the secret army of Joe Biden supporters who are staying home because they're trying to be COVID safe or something like that. The enthusiasm just isn't there. And this is very similar to the Hillary Clinton thing, although I think it's 10 times worse than it was for Hillary.
Yeah, and AIC isn't going to help it either. By the way, there is a report that North Korea laundered money in U.S. banks to avoid sanctions by reportedly hiding the money in plain sight.
Yes, exactly. And this is another one of those things where we hear about it, and it sounds like, well, this sounds exactly like North Korea, and this is something that evidently this has been going on for a long time using shell companies and help also from Chinese firms. And they moved money through the banks in New York and this kind of stuff. So this is something that has to be ferreted out for sure.
And what's going on here with the conservatives that reportedly have started up a website to monitor tech censorship across the country?
Yeah, that's a real interesting thing, for sure. The idea, of course, you know, it's what they're looking at is censorship of conservatives and conservative political opinions. And it's the media watchdog called Media Research Center. And because, you know, we hear all the time, Captain, people say, well, I posted this on social media. I posted this, and it got taken down immediately. Or, you know, it was, quote-unquote, fact-checked as being untrue or this kind of thing. And there does seem to be this sort of a bias against any kind of conservative posting. So this is what they're up to.
Depends on who's doing the fact-checking.
Okay.
By the way, there is a report that it's going to take $900 billion per year to stabilize the post-pandemic debt that's out there.
Yeah, this is really big time stuff, because obviously the best of all worlds would be that things start getting back to quote unquote normal, whatever that's going to be in the post-COVID world, until either there is a very little chance of getting it, or there's the vaccine that's successful, this kind of thing. But think about that, $900 billion, that's almost $1 trillion, right? So there's going to be very, very difficult times ahead if every single year we're going up another almost $1 trillion, and I think that's probably a low estimate, to be honest.
Now, I'm going to tease something because we're going to talk about it a little bit here, but Iran says that it's now ready to swap all prisoners it has with the United States.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting development. We'll have to get a lot more information on it, but one might think that, again, it is really hurting Iran, these sanctions that have been there. President Trump has dealt with them very decisively, and that's got to be having an effect.
Well, they want their people back, but we want our people back, too. Hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, the U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General subpoenaed and got the flight logs for the Epstein plane. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We'll find out who was on that plane now. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at the great Auto Glass America Company. And let me tell you something about Auto Glass America. If you're out there trucking around right now and you got a crack in your windshield, or maybe you got something else going on there, maybe you got an actual break in the windshield, then all you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, Auto Glass America, because if you've got Florida Comprehensive Insurance here in Florida anyway, they'll come and they'll replace your windshield, and get this, they'll give you another $100. You get your new windshield, your full warranty, and you get $100 out of the deal, too. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You get the new windshield, $100 cash, and Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is, right on cue. All right, well, now, I'm going to start with the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Attorney General there. And, of course, this is a U.S. territory. So the United States Attorney in the U.S. Virgin Islands has been able to subpoena and get the Epstein flight logs for all the flights made by the Epstein aircraft in and out of his little Caribbean resort.
That's right, Captain. And it goes from approximately 1998 all the way up to the death of Jeffrey Epstein last year.
Hello, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting. And a lot of big A-listers have evidently gone down to the island and this kind of thing, but this is maybe going to bring out into the open what some people have denied, and it's going to be quite eye-opening.
It's going to be everything from movie stars to politicians and everything in between, big-time corporate big shots and all that sort of stuff, and these girls that they were traveling with. You know, I can hear Bill now. Let me see if I can do this. Well, you know, I never knew what was going on because I'd wake up, I'd be on the beach, and I just don't know how I got there from old Arkansas.
Right. Well, exactly. Well,
I can just imagine.
Yeah, and there's going to be lists of other prominent and notable names.
You know who one of the female movie stars was who went down there?
Who was that?
Jennifer Aniston, for God's sake.
Oh, really? Wow.
What the hell? That was when she was on the Alps with Brad Boy.
Yes. Well, again, you know, there's, like I said, I think you'll have a lot of different names now, but of course, there may be other things that come out. I think Prince Andrew, obviously,
yes,
has been in the mix on this.
Yes.
So there are a lot of these stories, if proven true and if all, you know, put all together, it could be very damning for a lot of people. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, and I want to say good morning to my buddy George the Godfather. I hope you're doing well there, my friend. And we've got all the crew up there in Kentucky listening in. We appreciate them. And the chat room. Eric's going at it in the chat room, isn't he?
He is, yes. We're hearing from Eric tonight.
All righty. That's him again. Rumors have it that Chief Justice Roberts took a few trips. I don't know about that, Eric. I've not heard that one. So there you go. But anyway, let's talk for a second about the federal judge. Now, the president was in Wisconsin last night, and he had quite a crowd there where he was at, right? Or no, he was in Ohio. He was in Wisconsin the night before.
Right.
But he had quite a crowd in Wisconsin when he was there. Well, after he left yesterday, a federal judge ordered the Wisconsin absentee ballots postmarked by November the 3rd to be counted in the 2020 election. That means if they show up a week later, and again, they have a certification date by which things have to be certified, so it can't take forever for that to happen. But as long as they're postmarked by November the 3rd, they need to be counted.
Yeah, this is really significant because, again, you're right. Part of the Democrat strategy when it comes to this, from what I can gather, is that you keep having these things sort of trickle in, and then you go back to court maybe,
yeah,
and you say, well, we're still waiting for more ballots, and everyone has every vote needs to be counted, which is all true, but if there's no cutoff, if the election never ends, then they're able to continue to bring in these kinds of things that we've seen them do in the past.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this Sean in Tampa?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Sean.
I heard you say, and I guess I'm... Hi, Kyle. I guess I heard you say Chief Justice Roberts.
That's what Eric just said, but
well,
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there needs to be some intense research into that.
Yep.
Because, my God, wouldn't that explain why he does the things he does?
It's called bribery where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the
not
first thing
bribery, he's probably scared to death that he's going to get exposed.
That's correct, and that's bribery. Extortion, even.
Right.
Yeah.
So, man, if that is the case, why is he the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of America when you got this much hanging over your head? I know all these politicians and stuff have crap.
Yeah.
But, man,
okay,
that's got to be looked into. If you could do that.
Yep.
If you could really do some research, Kyle and Captain, that is huge.
Well, we'll see what we can do. How's that?
Huge.
All right. Okay, thanks,
Thank
Kyle.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kyle. Okay, we'll see what we can do on that one, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We got till tomorrow night to get her done. Now, Eric just dropped an open question here. He says, are any of the several drop boxes for ballots under the purview of the United States Postal Service. Tampering with the mailboxes is a federal offense, but it begs the question. Well, the answer to that is pretty simple, Eric. If it says USPS on the box, on the mailbox, where it says deposit your mail ballots here, then the answer is yes. If it doesn't, then the answer is no. Because I do know the post office has got these special drop boxes around where you drop your ballots in, especially out in front of the supervisor of elections office. You know what I'm talking about, Kyle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they don't have them out, you know, on the street to where you walk up and you stick them in there. That goes through the post office. But anyway, there you go. And blackmailable Judge Roberts problem. Yeah, you're right. He's saying, oh, that's Steve now in Thailand. Good morning, Steve in Thailand. Steve is saying, well, obviously he could be blackmailed if what Eric just told us is true. And I don't know, so I'm just going to leave it there. It's a rumor. And rumors are, you know, what they are. All right, Kyle, Elon Musk came out and said Tesla has a shot at an all-time record quarter if his workers in the new plant in Texas rally and do just a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. And this would be, of course, really something to see. He seems like he can accomplish pretty much anything that he wants to do. So I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Yeah, and stocks hit nearly a seven-week low on the virus and stimulus fears because everybody's afraid of where we may be going with all of this and are worried about the economy being shut down for, you know, longer till the end of the year and whatnot. So they took a little drop yesterday, but thank God I'm not in the stock market anymore. Also, Governor Cuomo, he may deploy the New York Army National Guard for Election Day to make sure we have fair and equal elections.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of interesting. What one would think that you'd need the National Guard in case there's violence or, you know, violent demonstrations.
That's what I would think.
Violent kinds of things. Not so much that the National Guard would be there looking over anybody's shoulder or counting a ballot, let's say. But certainly, yeah.
I got one for you. If Donald Trump wins 40 of the 50 states across the country and wins by a landslide and wins by, 5-7% of the vote across the country before midnight on the night of the election, and we know that, their streets will be filled with these little poor crybabies out there again, and they'll want to tear things down and break things and burn things.
Yeah, I think.
And I believe, except in the blue cities, I believe they'll be ready for them.
Well, yes, and I think it'd be an unfortunate reality, but it could be a repeat of 2016, but this time with very, very scary kinds of possibilities, just like you're talking about.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're having an interesting conversation here tonight with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Got a lot more stuff to talk about here as we continue along the radio highway. It's an interesting night tonight, I'll tell you that much. No shortage of things to talk about, and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Root.
Indeed you are. Wayne Allen Root is writing his next book, which he hopes to have out by Christmas, and we'll have him on the program once we find out what it is he's doing. He told me it's going to be another barn burner. And, of course, he mentioned me in one of his books he wrote before, and I really appreciated him for that. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And remember, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, whether you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, swelling or whatever, I got a non-narcotic, all-natural product called Relief Factor that you can try, the 3-week quick start for $19.95, and all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and order it over there, $19.95, 3-week quick start. If you want to call in an order, you can do that too at 800-500-8384, but you got to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get charged full retail price. That's the way it works. So I always recommend people go to the website and do it that way. Plus, there's a little video there that you can see that will help you out too and answer any questions that you might have. All right. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, are you ready for this statement?
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West. She said, we can impeach Trump every day of the week for anything he does. Really?
Well,
really?
You know, it's interesting. Why don't they try to, like, win the election You know, that sounds like a maybe a dumb idea.
Because they can't.
Yeah, no kidding. See, and they know that they can't. Otherwise, why would they say this kind of stuff?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, because Pelosi has tried to go down the road in some of these interviews of, I'm not worried about what the president says. I don't want to talk about what he's irrelevant. But he's the most relevant thing in the universe to them right now. Otherwise,
correct,
they wouldn't be acting like this.
And the other thing is, AOC came out and said, we can impeach Barr. We can impeach Trump. Just stop the SCOTUS pick. Really? Really?
But there's no reason to stop it except for politics.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Okay, you realize why they're saying this.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They're trying to scare the bejesus out of not only the electorate, but also the Republicans that might vote for this justice that's going to be named.
Well, sure. Fear and intimidation, that's a typical tactic of
it. But you want to know something?
What's that?
I say bring it on.
Well, sure. Yeah, I do think, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it is close to the election, yes, but that doesn't matter. And so I think a lot of Americans are thinking this way to say, no, wait a minute. You know, we elected Trump. Trump's the president. Obama was the president. Obama was fine to nominate somebody. The Senate, which was controlled by the opposite party, didn't have to take it up per se.
And the Democrats are in big trouble again because I just saw a poll a few minutes ago that popped up on Rasmussen again. 70% of the people that are voting for president this time around, their number one reason for choosing a president is going to be the appointment of the next Supreme Court justice.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. And this is bringing all this into real stark relief.
Before
it was an academic question. Now it's real.
Now, listen to this one. Lindsey Graham, you've had activists on the street all night long, last night and tonight, with strobe lights and horns and banging pots and cans and this, that, and the other out in front of Lindsey Graham's house, disturbing the neighborhood. And the police finally came along and cleared them away because they were disturbing the whole neighborhood.
Well, right, yeah, there comes a, you know, if they're disturbing the peace and this kind of thing, exactly. But
and
again,
some of them got arrested, too, by the way, because they weren't going to go anywhere.
Well, precisely. But you see, this is, again, they're normalizing this kind of behavior. And this is not how our political discourse should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yet they have decided, like what we've seen happen in Portland, for example, or Seattle, that this is now just the way that they do things. And the idea is that we're all supposed to be so afraid that it'll just get worse that we'll just knuckle under. But we're not going to do that.
Now, you don't necessarily live in La La Land, but you're not far away.
I am not far away. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Emmys, right?
Yes, that's last night. You're right.
And the Emmys, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel and others, had the lowest all-time ratings ever.
They did have the lowest all-time ratings ever, and it looks like the average audience was about 5.1 million viewers. They also lost, I think, in that crucial 18 to 49 grouping, or they had major drops, basically. And they had dropped the year before, from what we understand as well, but these different, these kinds of award shows, they seem to have had some real problems. And some of them, not the least of which, I should say, have been the politics angle of it.
Nobody's watching their movies. Nobody's watching their TV shows. A lot of people are watching Netflix, I get that, but not as many as you would think because they should be in the multi-millions and they're not. Most people are just going about their own life doing what they're doing.
Well, the quarantine and the entire COVID-19 emergency has completely stood everything on its end. There's no doubt about that. But I do know this, Captain. I think that people have, in our divided country and in as much a strife as we have, people look to things like sports and entertainment as escapism and not for something that is just reinforcing the woke thing or
perfect,
whatever it is.
Perfect segue for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Go woke, go broke. Sunday night football ratings were down by 17%.
Well, that's exactly right. And
I don't even know who played Sunday. That's how interested I was.
Right. Well, that's because, again, people don't want to have the politics injected, whatever it is. And people have their – I think it's important to note, people have their own political views, and that's okay. They can have their own political views. Nobody is begrudging people their own political views. But when it becomes injected into the things that typically unite us, so you can go to the ball game, have a beer, have a hot dog, and enjoy the game, now it's, no, you can only enjoy the game if you're on this particular political stance. And nobody wants that anymore. And they just will leave in droves. They vote with their feet. And you're right. That saying, get woke, go broke, that is there because it really is bearing out to be true.
And one of the ones that's leading the go woke, go broke movement by opening his mouth is LeBron James, because he gets our Social Justice Jackass of the Day Award on black voting rights. He said, we've seen our voices be muted our whole lives.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't either, because if you vote, that's your voice, and guess what? It ain't being muted.
Well, exactly. And why do this is a good question. Why does the Democrat Party continue to quote the so-called black vote? And with Joe Biden making the comments,
they assume they're going to get it, and then they don't do anything to help the people out, really.
Well, exactly. And that's where Donald Trump comes in, because Donald Trump actually delivers. Donald Trump doesn't care what color people are. He's trying to get things going for America. And I think you have so many wonderful voices in the African American community who are saying, look, this is for all of us. And not to be divided down these racial lines. These are arbitrary. They are put there by the liberal left in order to divide people so that the status quo remains for them and their power. It's different for Donald Trump.
By the way, the narrative on the vote by mail has been busted because Ocasio-Cortez says she's going to vote in person.
Oh, no kidding. Well, right. Well, yeah, well, I thought she'd, you know, take
right.
her vote down.
And Black Lives Matter kind of got the note from somebody, because they used to have on there, to disrupt the nuclear family. That was one of their calls to action on their website.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, what kind of talk is that? Well, disrupt the nuclear family. My goodness. Yeah, I mean,
Finally, before we have to go over to the break and then get into our next Truckers Highway and Bible report, over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago, 40 people shot, 6 people killed, and no end in sight.
No end in sight. And you know, Captain, the lives of African American people do matter. Because
most of that is black on black or Latino on Latino.
Exactly.
Yep.
But yet these are the places where people are losing their lives. These people will never, you know, grow up. They'll never have a chance. They'll never experience great things in life because they were killed in Chicago. We have to be able to put a stop to that. And the only way to do that is to finally come to terms with this and actually do something about it, as opposed to trying to go through this other thing nationally that they're doing to get power.
And again, folks, in case you didn't hear, New York, Seattle, Portland, not Chicago, not yet, have all been declared anarchist jurisdictions, which means federal laws are in play when they either incite a riot, start a fire, do an illegal march, all that stuff. It becomes a totally different ballgame. And Chicago isn't on the list yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it pretty quick.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway report. So we'll have something else for you here under the grab bag of tricks I got. Don't go nowhere. It's coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, there she is, Donna Fiducia, with a little BTO in the background there. Bachman Turner Overdrive taking care of business. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take care of some business right now and let you know what's going on in the highways and byways, too. And heads up, truckers, I-10 headed east out of Houston over towards New Orleans and further east. We got some road advisories for you right now, and I guarantee you, you're not going to like what you're going to hear. But we are getting ready to rock the house again, and here we go.
Riding down the highway,
little AC/DC. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. And I'll tell you what, those guys are getting with it. And right now, Kyle and I are going to get with it because, Kyle, the big story right now for all the truckers out there is if they are on I-10, here we go again. East of Houston, I-10, the typical low places where it floods. They're getting 6 to 10 inches of rain in a lot of those areas on top of the rain they've already had. We all know what happened over in southwestern Louisiana with Hurricane Laura. And I'm telling you, you've definitely got to keep your eyes on the prize here because some of those roads are going to flood. There's already water in some of the low-lying sections along I-10. The rain is very heavy. And, Kyle, I am seeing tropical storm warnings from, let's see here, way down by Victoria, Texas, all the way over to just about New Orleans.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And we're watching some of the precipitation, of course, all around the Houston area, but, of course, going on up through Conroe and Huntsville, as I can see. And then, of course, it's moving in, as you've been talking about, in the areas where Hurricane Laura had gone through.
Now, here's the deal, folks. The expected slow motion of Tropical Storm Beta will produce a long-duration rainfall event from the middle of the Texas coast, about Victoria, to southeast Louisiana, all the way over to New Orleans, to the Mississippi line. There will be flash, urban, and minor river flooding on top of the flooding they've already got there. And the rainfall will also spread northward into the Ark-La-Tex region and east into the lower Mississippi Valley and portions of the southeast through the end of the week. And flash, urban, and isolated river flooding is possible, and again, you need to be on your toes. Turn around, don't drown is the rule. If you are on a highway, two-lane or otherwise, and you suddenly drive into rain or water, and it might happen to be a river that's over its banks or whatnot, please don't be stupid.
Well, that's right, Captain. As you've often said, it only takes a few inches of water to pick up a car.
Six inches of water, running water, can move a semi.
Yes, exactly. And then you don't have control over that anymore.
Nope. So that's the big thing right now. And the other thing is, Kyle, when you take a look at over the southeastern corner of Montana, it looks like we got some smoke up there tonight, and the northern part north of Denver of Colorado going up I-25. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, that's exactly right. This is the wildfire smoke from the Mullen, the Cameron Peak, and the Middle Fork wildfires. They say that there's going to continue with these unhealthy levels of smoke as we see it going up through I-25. You're right. This goes up through Cheyenne. Also, if you're traveling across I-80 towards Laramie and on towards Elk Mountain, you're still going to have those air quality alerts there in that southeastern corner of Wyoming.
And there's still one area in California out there in the middle north of where you're at. I don't know if it's going up I-5 or not, but it might be 99 for sure up towards Bakersfield, where it looks like there's some smoke that's settled in there, too.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or poor air quality.
Poor air quality, that's right. All around in the Fresno area, for example, as you go up through Modesto, you've got the air quality alerts. Also, air quality alerts in Mariposa, which is right there near the Yosemite Valley. You still got the Creek Fire and some of these complex fires, by the way. They've been coming under almost 100% containment in some cases, but the Creek Fire is still giving off a lot of smoke. Bobcat Fire in Southern California continuing to burn and continuing to, in many ways, threaten the Mount Wilson transmitting towers and so forth, but they've been able to keep that at bay from what I understand.
Yeah, and we've got some frost in the higher elevations of going up the middle Atlantic states and up into New England. But if you're traveling up through Massachusetts, there's a red flag warning tonight through most of Massachusetts. And offshore, you've got the remnants of a hurricane that's coming up through there that's got rip currents out there, and there may be some other elements involved as well. It looks like as if we could have a storm warning offshore, certainly. And, well, just got to be careful.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, we're seeing those big storm coastal flooding and so forth in that area.
And tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And, again, you truckers out there on I-10 tonight, please be careful because that is another tropical storm that's out there, and it's just dumping water on top of the water that's already been there, and you know what that means. All right, well, let's drift on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The boys of summer, or fall, I guess we could call them now. I don't know who you want to throw a dart at first, whether you want to make it Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Boy Schumer, or AOC. All three of them are saying all kinds of things. For example, Nancy Pelosi says, we can impeach Donald Trump for anything, anytime we want, anything he does. And I'm just thinking to myself, sure you can.
I'm perfectly fine with them going through impeachment because everything on paper
yep.
is all in Trump's favor. So,
yep.
Yeah, go for it.
And they'll make another fool out of themselves, tie the country up, and cost us more money. And as if people weren't mad enough the last time this happened, they find out how many more millions of dollars they're going to waste. They'll really be mad this time.
Yeah, I mean, what? You know, We are complaining about Antifa and Black Lives Matter as being seditious and being violating the Insurrection Act. I don't see a lot of difference with what the Democrats are doing right now.
I saw AOC last night. I don't know what it was. She was using some sort of social media. She was telling people, calling on people to get angry and get out and start to get on the streets and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And thinking myself, that's inciting a riot.
Well, I mean, you know, Maxine Waters invited them to do that. Ayanna Pressley did the same thing, so, you know, they're treading awfully close, you know, to being, well, I don't know how else to say it, but seditious. That's just where it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the interesting thing. These politicians, these Democrat politicians have an obligation to protect us and our rights.
Yep.
That's their first thing that they should be doing. And that's clearly not happening, which I think is the reason that Attorney General Barr.
Well, you're going to run out of time. You're going to run out of time, but we are here because here comes the music. We are going to talk about that when we come back. That's definitely top on the list, so hang on. Attorney General Barr is what we're going to talk about next, and the fact that he designated 3 U.S. cities. Could be more than that, though. And by the way, our Florida governor really did something great yesterday for law enforcement and first responders in general, and I applaud him for it, as do most of my other brothers of the badge. So there you go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.